Should take a moment to say thank you for those that were part of, in Saginaw, the Pride Christmas Parade. As WSGW is once again part, I was having fun driving the van, thanks to my son Charlie, who came along for the support of not just offering a parade wave from the passenger seat, but to help decorate, especially when it came to putting the speakers on top of the van, which I can't reach without a ladder, and he can.
A little bit tall.
Were you dressed warmly?
Whew, boy.
That was a cold morning.
It was freezing.
It was cold and windy, and that wind especially.
Yeah.
I mean, the cold, I can deal with the cold.
It's the wind.
It really was. And it was, in some parts you were kind of blocked by some of the buildings downtown, but in some cases, and I hate to say unfortunately, it did cause problems. Several floats and displays had some of the decorations blown off. We had some balloons that were blown off. We lost that. At one point, we laughed because the people in front of us were laughing. There was a float in front of us. It was based on, remember the animated movie Up?
Yeah.
Ed Asner did the voice. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they had a float that was based on that. They had built a little house. Mm-hmm. And had balloons coming out of the chimney. Well, the balloons were starting to get lost along the way. And then at one point when kind of a wind tunnel really created some huge gusts, the house, which was built only out of foam core.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Started to fall apart.
Oh.
And they were chasing it down. And even the people that were involved were laughing. I mean, they couldn't believe what was going on. There was one girl trying to chase part of the roof, which I think eventually actually ended up under our van's wheels.
Oh, no.
It was unintentional.
It wasn't going to end up on Paradise Island.
No, oh, it didn't. No.
Or Ojibwe Island, either way.
In fact, they had to pull off to the side to take care of it. So that wasn't good.
That's too bad.
You know, and I don't want to laugh at it, but they were, what else could you do? They were laughing. And it was like, oh, my gosh, of all things that this was going to take place. Some of the high school bands that were performing, if I understand correctly, some of the kids were having trouble with their instruments. Some of the oils and things like that were kind of freezing up.
Oh, true.
Oh, yeah.
And making it difficult.
When it gets too cold, it makes it too hard to play.
Yeah, so. But a lot of parade watchers, festively dressed and giving us nice waves. We had our Christmas music playing, and some people were singing along, dancing along, no doubt, to keep warm. But it was good. I mean, it was dry.
Yeah.
At least that. It was dry. There was a couple of snow showers at the beginning, which was, you know, festive. But it didn't work. I actually put a picture up on the Facebook page of the van decorated before we started down the route. So if
festive.
We did our best to be as festive as possible with some garland and, as I said, some balloons.
Did you have your Santa?
Yeah, remember we had the Santa on a stick, so we were going to wave.
Santa on a stick, yeah.
But we determined that was going to be too difficult to actually try and wave it. Just a wave, so we actually attached those to the van, and those survived. I thought when the gust of wind, I thought, man, these are just going to snap in half because they were just, you know, little cheap Santas on a stick. No, they survived.
Oh, good.
Again, the worst we lost were just some balloons. Somewhere there are some multicolored balloons flying around. Second, that they belong to us. But thanks again to everyone showing up, and I'm trusting that everything in Midland went okay too, because Midland's Santa Parade was Saturday as well at 10 o'clock.
Right.
So we hope that went well. So it's holiday season.
Yeah,
it's the Christmas season. It's all official now.
Yeah. And it sounds like this weekend is supposed to be a bit more what our average is, right?
I mean, you know,
temperature-wise.
Reaching the 40s.
Yep.
Even, you know, the word showers is being used potentially on Thanksgiving Day, but it's going to be snow showers.
Yeah, right.
In fact, the average high for this time of year is supposed to be about 43, so we'll be close to that.
It just felt like, I think, especially like Friday and Saturday nights, just felt like January.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah,
it felt like January. It really did.
It really
that
did.
That bitter, bitter cold.
So.
And I do have to say, and we apologize, unfortunately, the Eddie Band concert was actually canceled Saturday night because of the weather.
Mm.
Now, you have members coming in from all over, and in some parts of the state, travel was just horrendous and horrible and dangerous. And frankly, that bitter cold, too, Saturday night was difficult, too. So they had to make a decision to not hold the Eddie Van concert. So we apologize. It's, you know.
It's too bad.
Yeah, better safety before, you know, trying to make something happen.
So hopefully next year?
Hopefully next year.
All right.
And those that were planning to attend and have food donations, you can still make those donations. Please visit our Food for Families page at WSGW.com and put that food to use for the Salvation Army locations in the area.